The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, man, I am just amazed at what's going on with March Madness. The real stars always climb to the top. And there's this guy named Buddy Hield who is just unbelievable. Another 37-point performance. 14 30-plus scoring nights for this guy in his career, more than Michael Beasley, more than Kevin Durant, and he's kind of going under the radar just a little bit, but because there's this guy, Ben Simmons, who's probably going to be the number one pick, which I don't understand for the life of me. But got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
There always has to be a questionable top pick at the top. Otherwise, who are the Philadelphia 76ers going to waste a lottery pick on?
That's a good point. But truth be told, Buddy Hield is an unbelievable kid, unbelievable talent. The Oklahoma Sooners are going to the Final Four after pretty much destroying the Oregon Ducks. Kansas obviously struggled against Villanova, did not get it done. Nova is going to the Final Four, so... What's happening in the sports world? He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman. We'll be right back here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The screen on a faucet aerator traps all kinds of debris, from rust particles to calcium deposits. This is Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about cleaning out all that gunk right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
You turn on a faucet and all you get is a trickle of water. The problem might not be your faucet, but the aerator, which is located on the end of the spout. It mixes air into the water stream to provide an even splash-free flow. The screen on the outside of the aerator also traps all kinds of rust particles and calcium deposits, gradually cutting down the flow of the water to just a dribble. Fortunately, the solution is an easy one. First, unscrew the aerator. If you can't loosen it by hand, wrap it with masking tape to protect the surface and then use a pair of pliers to get a solid grip. Once it's off, soak it in white vinegar for an hour or two to dissolve the gunk, giving it a good rinse and screw it back in place. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing, but then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect, and it just showed up on your phone, like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts, and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Rebound, Johnson.
Oh!
Oh! Johnson has hit two enormous threes. This one's good if it goes.
Oh, dude! Holy cow!
Miles, that's a three.
Boom!
Got it! He got it! Two-point game. Inside, Ellis, does it count? Basket counts.
Pick, pop to your best shooter for three.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorfman Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you didn't know, that was obviously an NCAA clip, March Madness. Truly living up to the madness, if you ask me. Obviously, the first couple rounds, you get a little bit more excitement, Jeff, but truth be told, we're down to the part where you get the contenders and you weed out some of those pretenders. And I want to talk to you a little bit. Let's start with that Kansas-Villanova game. A guy that was very, very instrumental for them all year long, Perry Ellis, a guy that averaged 17 points. Obviously, they were unable to get him in the ball where he could be in an effective position to do something offensively, whether for himself or for his teammates. And I'm hearing a lot of people upset about Perry Ellis and saying, oh, he's a step slower than other guys, never wants the limelight, this and that and the other. I hate to say it, but I think Bill Self got outcoached. And most of the time when these kids get outplayed, it's because they get outcoached. Jay Wright did a great job. They did exactly what they needed to do to win that ball game, Jeff. And truth be told, I'm going to give credit where credit's due instead of putting blame on something. However, I find it interesting when Perry Ellis has a poor game that people are saying, well, the guy's slow, he doesn't want the limelight, this and that. I think Nova had a wonderful game plan against Perry Ellis and the Kansas Jayhawks. Seldon didn't play well. Ram fouled out. Probably unfortunate the way that call went down, but truth be told, a lot of guys did not show up the way that they did all season long for Kansas, and that's why Kansas lost that basketball game, at least in my humble opinion, Jeff.
You know, for Graham, it's really tough to commit a charging foul at any level when you don't have the basketball in your hand. So, you know, Hart draws the foul at the end. It happened bang, bang in real time. It's one of those things you can't overturn. It did shift the tide of the game a little bit. But, you know, like you said, give Villanova some credit. I didn't think Lucas played a great game in the front court. And Perry Ellis, it's unfortunate. You know, of course, on Easter Sunday, he'll be spending time with his grandchildren. But you know, he didn't bring the performance that we've seen from him the last three or four years down there in Lawrence. And I think you're absolutely right. I think you hit the nail on the head. Jay Wright, you know, I wondered what his ceiling was when we were on this program a week ago. You know, he's made Final Fours. He hasn't gotten to the finish line just yet. I wonder if this is the year with Kansas out of the way. You know, they kind of slayed one dragon. Will they see North Carolina? And, you know, what happens there is yet to be determined. But kudos to the Villanova program. Obviously not a superstar-laden program like we saw in the Oklahoma-Oregon game, but definitely a good basketball team there. And they got a chance to do some things in Houston.
Look, the bottom line is this is the most unpredictable tournament that we watch every year, obviously. And like I said, most of the excitement is in those first couple of rounds. We have major upsets and whatnot. Villanova was number one in the country as well. Let's not forget about that. That's a good basketball team. Maryland was a top team in the country. Let's not forget that. Kansas went through them. But again, you know what? I do think Jay Wright is one of the better coaches in all of college basketball. I've never thought that Bill Self was a great coach. I thought Bill Self was a great recruiter. But you know what? He's had a lot of success there at Kansas. We all know that. But truth be told, I think I really like the way that Villanova brought the physicality and the way that they went about their business. They just had a very workmanlike attitude. Kansas played a little soft, and they had too many guys that did not show up in obviously what was the biggest game of their careers to this point. So when that happens, we all know pressure busts pipes. And unfortunately for Kansas, their pipes got busted. But again, I give a lot of credit to Jay Wright. I give a lot of credit to those Villanova kids. They went out there and they played. They battled. You know, there was a lot of ebbs and flows in that game. But at the end of the game, they were the most physical, stronger team. They made their free throws down the clutch, too. Let's talk about that. You know, you don't see a lot of these kids always being so sharp at the end of the ball game from the free throw line. I got news for you. Nova knocked down every free throw and made it very difficult on Kansas. So give a lot of credit to Villanova. Give a lot of credit to Jay Wright. Those kids deserve to be where they're at, Jeff.
And how about that steal late by R.C. Diaco? I mean, you know, the kid was nails at the free throw line. Didn't score a lot of points, but was definitely a factor for Villanova down the stretch.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, bottom line is kids make great plays sometimes. Kids don't make great plays other times. But you can't ever question people's heart. And they play with a little bit more heart. I really think that. You know, at the end of the day, they play with a little bit more heart. And truth be told, I think Bill Self got outcoached. I really do. And, you know, nobody's talking about Bill Self being outcoached, which I find interesting.
You know, that was the less fun game. I think that when a player takes over, like a Carmelo Anthony, like a Kemba Walker, like Gordon Hayward to an extent, it makes things more fun because, you know, you're rehashing the hero story. And I think that with Buddy Hield and everything that he did to the Oregon Ducks to put the Oklahoma, you know, to book the Oklahoma Sooners trip to Houston was nothing short of heroic. 37 points in a college basketball game, let alone a tournament game, is virtually unheard of. So, you know, I want to talk about that game a little bit.
You know what? Buddy Hield is a special individual, if you ask me. And I love the way that this kid carries himself. You know, the guy's a stud, let's be honest. And he could really want the ball all the time. But he's really not selfish either. That's what's amazing about the numbers that he can throw up. He's not a selfish ball player, Jeff. This guy looks to get his teammates involved. He does pretty much everything right that you could ever ask for on a basketball court.
Well, you know, you've been selling on Simmons and buying on Buddy Hield all year long, all throughout this college basketball season. The NBA draft notwithstanding, Buddy Hield has really shown he's the one that we should be paying attention to.
Yeah, I really think that's true. And you're right. All season long, I've pretty much been on the Buddy train. And truth be told, you know what? My big dog in the race was Kansas, and I have certain feelings about that university. I was going to go there myself. My brother went there. I decided not to go there because of that. And I've always kind of liked Kansas, to be honest with you, but I really respect the way that Buddy Hield plays the game. I respect the way that he's so unselfish. He's just such a classy guy. And I've just truly grown to appreciate everything this guy does. He's not your average young man. He's just a real special individual. And something else to think about, since we talk so much about Steph Curry, because obviously I love that guy too and all the things that he does.
There's a comp to be had here. There's definitely a comparison to be had there.
Thank you very much. You're kind of on the same wavelength with me on this. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the way that Buddy Hield is efficient from the three-point line, hand in his face, wide open, it doesn't matter. It's going to hit the bottom of the net. He's going to be a tough guy to stop, and I hope that you know, he ends up with a decent team at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is really, really solid individual, great kid. Can't be happier for Oklahoma getting to the Final Four. Villanova as well. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. After him, another guest, Matt Ritter, part of the Comedians at Law. So we'll check him out in a little bit, too. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, I think, if we can make sure everything is working right. And then we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, here in a quick second. But a lot going on in the sports world, like I said. In case you missed it, Buddy Hield stealing the show pretty much at the Elite Eight, at least in the action on Saturday, because the guy was fantastic. He really was. Really was fantastic. 37 points, Oklahoma on their way to the Final Four. Villanova taking down Kansas. They are on their way to the Final Four. So just so much things going on in the sports world. A lot of things happening in the sports world. We do have other things going on as well. We got Major League Baseball. We all know that. 1 week closer to opening day. I know that John Poulter's excited about that. So really interested to talk to him. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you today?
Well, right now we just have myself because – in general, the we're having a few issues here and there, so Jeff wound up being bounced off, but he will be back here in probably just a moment. So,
okay.
Truth be told, it's always awesome to be honest with you, John. I love talking sports. You know that, and we get very lucky to do it on a weekly basis. So, really, really excited to talk to you about opening day. To be honest with you, I mean, opening day is right around the corner.
Yeah, one week, 1 hour and 40 minutes as we chat at around 11:30 Eastern time on Sunday morning. So we're into that period now where we're almost ready to count the days. Won't be long before we can count the hours.
Yeah, and we do have Jeff with us. So, Jeff, welcome back, man. Obviously, as you know, we've got John Poulter.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Baseball season's upon us, huh, John?
Yep, I was just saying to Andy, as we talk at around 11:30 on a Sunday morning, we're 1 week, 1 hour, and approximately 40 minutes before the first pitch between the Cardinals and the Pirates at 1:05 Eastern, a week Sunday.
Hey, do you miss the Cincinnati Reds opening the season on Sunday night? You know, the day game almost seems like it's disrespectful to the tradition of the game.
Yeah, I agree. For a long, long time, I remember the Reds always opened one day before everybody else, and I always thought that was pretty special for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Reds being the sort of father team in terms of what we now know as organized baseball, Major League Baseball, the oldest professional team going. But also because in those days I was a Cincinnati Reds fan, and I was a Reds fan, A, because I liked the team, and B, because long before we had a team in Toronto, we relied on out-of-town radio broadcasts for games, and Radio 700 WLW in Cincinnati with Al Michaels behind the mic was the one station we got the strongest in terms of U.S. stations, and they carried the Reds games, so I became a Reds fan, I guess somewhat by default, and then, of course, in the early 70s, they became a great team, the days of the Big Red Machine. So I became very attached to that team, and I love the tradition in Cincinnati. I do miss places like Crosley Field, but recognizing that those types of stadiums now are well past their better days, and we're into the new stadiums for the right reasons.
Hey, let me ask you this, John. What do you hear about this new Major League Baseball tobacco law? Tobacco laws. What do you think about them, and how are they going to implement them?
I don't think it's going to be easy to implement. I think it's going to be very much a matter of trust. My understanding is that Major League Baseball has made a recommendation, and some states and some cities and some counties have put laws in that prevent it. So therefore, you know, where does it become the responsibility to police it? Something tells me that San Francisco and Boston were the first two teams to come out publicly and put the ban on. It's happened here in Toronto as well. But, you know, when you look at the rationale behind this, I mean, obviously it's a safety issue. We have to recognize that this kind of stuff is dangerous. It's dangerous to the user. It's perhaps not as dangerous to that standby or nearby people the way that cigarette and cigar smoke is. But it is still dangerous to the people that are using it. I guess Tony Gwynn is the best example I can use in terms of a life that was cut short because of usage of chewing tobacco. It's not a very good example for the younger set, and that's obviously who Major League Baseball want to place this rule in place to sort of affect and guide and coach and discourage the younger crowd from using it. But I think it's going to be very hard to police, because what do you do with a team that has a city name on it but plays in a suburb and maybe is governed by another mayor or is governed by another council or by another county? Who are the people that are going to police this? And let's face it, if they do come in and police it, the fines that they would throw at these players would be chicken feed. It would just like you and I losing 25 cents and being 25 cents short on a cup of coffee. I don't think the consequences will be significant enough, so it has to be a trust issue.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think it will be tough to implement, but I like where they're going with this, and I think the message is pretty clear. So in that sense, I truly like it. I really do. Hey, let me ask you this real quickly, and then Jeff, throw a question at John too. Barry Bonds, we haven't talked much about him. How much of an impact do you think he'll have on the Marlins guys, obviously with the hitting stuff?
I think he'll have some impact. Clearly a guy that has hit that many home runs and a two-time MVP before he was into the steroid world. I think he's obviously somebody that's got a lot of knowledge, but we all know that sometimes that knowledge is hard to pass on from guys that were stars. And we've had this chat before where guys that were great players, although they have an awful lot of knowledge, they've got a little bit of a learning curve in terms of how they pass that on. So I think it's going to be probably 2 or 3 months before we find out what the benefit of Bond's knowledge is. There's no question that the man is knowledgeable. The question is, how is he going to be able to impart that knowledge on some players who, to some extent, may be in awe of him? So I think it's going to be a real interesting case. And, of course, the fact is that, you know, he still has this stigma of the PEDs over him. So he'll be watched very carefully, but I agree with the fact that he's had a second chance to get back into the game.
Hey, John, two of the bigger free agents on the move in the National League this offseason, Zach Greinke to the Diamondbacks, Jason Hayward to the Cubs. Neither have really had to carry any team they've been on in the past. Greinke was obviously a Kershaw shadow in Los Angeles, and he was an ace in other places he played. But Jason Hayward never really had to take on that leadership role with the Cardinals or the Braves. Do you see him struggling with the burden on the north side of Chicago?
I don't know whether I would call it struggling, Jeff. It's not like he's been brought in to be the only leader. There's a lot of leaders already on that club, and some of them very young, and some of them coming in from other teams. And I'm thinking a guy like Zobrist is a good leader. I think some of their pitchers are good leaders. We know that John Lester has a reputation as being a leader. Chris Bryant showed last year that he was more than a flash in the pan, and he's a young player. He could become a leader. I just think that there's a lot of candidates to be leaders with the Cubs. So I'm not sure that Hayward will be the guy that they rely on. It would be nice if he came through as a leader, because it would just add to the roster in terms of potential leaders of that team. But I think Greinke is probably looked at as being more of an influence with the Diamondbacks, because I think Goldschmidt is probably the only real leader that they had in Arizona prior to Greinke coming on board. And I think Greinke knows what is expected of him. When a guy signs a contract such as that, for the dollars that he signed, the term that he signed, I think he knows they're going to lean on him. And from what I've heard and what I've seen on clips on television and read in the media, he's been very quick to impart his knowledge on other pitchers on the staff. Not exactly acting as a quasi-pitching coach, but certainly sharing his knowledge with the younger players. So I think that's an indication that he has matured into the position of leader, and the Diamondbacks should be taking advantage of that.
Hey, speaking of Diamondbacks, obviously a guy that was very, very important to this organization passed away, Joe G. What can you say about him? We only have a couple minutes as well, so if you can, make it quick. And then I also wanted to ask you, next week, because it's opening day, do you maybe have time to do about two segments with us, John?
Yep, no problem whatsoever.
All right, sounds good. So talk to us a little bit about Joe G.
Joe Garagiola, probably the classic example of a guy that was a very bit player who became a star in the broadcast industry, both in the game and outside the game, showed that he had talents outside of broadcasting a baseball game, and never lost sight of the fact that it was still a game, it was still fun, and he shared his humor both on the radio, on the television, and in print with a couple of books that he wrote. So huge loss to the game, certainly one of the great builders of the game, and I think the fans in Arizona will certainly miss him because he was not only involved with the ball club, he'd been a resident of the Phoenix area for, I'm going to say, probably 35 or 40 years, perhaps even more. So he will certainly be missed by everybody. I don't think anybody had a bad word to say about Joe Garagiola.
That's a great point. I know we're up against it, John, but really appreciate you obviously taking time out with us as you do each and every week. Next week, I'm looking forward to asking you about the Cleveland Indians maybe having the best pitching rotation in all of baseball. So we'll have to see how it all shakes out. But truth be told, really look forward to talking to you next week, and we'll give you a little bit more time because it makes sense. So yep. Appreciate your time, John.
My pleasure as always, guys. Have a good week and look forward to next Sunday.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us as he does each and every week here. Our professor of sports, man. The guy knows everything about baseball. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to try to track down Matt Ritter. I know he's in the Mets clubhouse right now, so it may be difficult to get him, but we're going to try. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and the Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Now we're going to hook up with Matt Ritter, part of the Comedians at Law. I'll let him explain that a little bit more to you than I will, but Matt's a good buddy of mine. Met him a couple of years ago. He happened to be in town, Phoenix, this week. Shot me a message. I hung out with him. Went to his show down at Stand Up Live. He's a traveling, touring comedian. But you probably know better about yourself than I do, Matt. So first of all, thanks for coming, joining us today. Welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm actually sitting in the Mets clubhouse right now in Port St. Lucie.
It's pretty awesome, man. So
I'm on a little baseball comedy tour, we're calling it. Me and a couple of other comics got together, huge baseball fans, and we decided to schedule a week of shows down here and a week of spring training games. So yeah, I'm a comedian. I'm a former lawyer. I got out, started a little troop of crazy lawyer comedians, and we travel the country doing that, and I travel the country on my own. I'm a producer on a bunch of shows like Duck Dynasty and Fat and Furious, and I'm a huge sports fan, as you know. So, me and Andy were talking some shop, and now I'm on the show.
That's how we roll, man. But, Jeff, introduce yourself to Matt, and then I think you have a question to start us off.
Hey, Matt. Jeff Rich. Pleasure to speak to you. I know you're out of the law game. You don't use the Esquire title anymore. That was an appropriate thing to put on a business card. When I start seeing things like MBA, I think people get a little ridiculous. What's the worst thing you've ever seen on a business card?
I see a lot of bad business cards in my day because comedians have a lot of really bad business cards. They're like, comedian, funny person, party, best person at the party, mystery man. I think mystery man is probably the worst thing I've seen on a card.
Mystery man.
I've seen comics who think that they're like they just put like their name on it and nothing else, which I feel like is a very cocky move. Like no information, no email, no website. It's like, oh no, if they want me, they'll find me. And of course, they've never been stopped.
That's true. He's Matt Ritter, Comedians at Law, traveling comedian. He was in Phoenix. Now he's in Florida. Like he said, he's doing some shows, some comedy shows, checking out some baseball. What do you think about the Mets? Obviously, they had a great season last year, but that's your team. I think you're a New York guy, right?
Oh, my God. I am a diehard fan. How can you not feel good about the team? We've got, potentially one of the greatest starting rotations this year, if not of all time, spoken like a true diehard Mets fan. But they're all healthy, look, if Harvey, Syndergaard, DeGrom, and Mats are healthy, and potentially Wheeler, I feel pretty good, our lineup has maybe some holes, but we re-signed Cespedes. We're playing the Nats today. I think the Nats are strong, but I think, it's going to be between us and the Nats and the NL East, and then I think we're going to make the playoffs, and it's all crapshoot from there, my friend.
Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, what's your favorite team to see the Mets beat in the American League, or in the National League East? I know the Nationals always have the expectations, but there's something there with the Phillies, right?
Absolutely ruined my childhood. The Braves to just punish them. It's like too little, too late, because I'm not a child anymore. There's no getting back the misery of just Chipper Jones just destroying us. But he came out like ceremonially yesterday and just. The crowd just rained down booze on this guy. But he's not even playing. He hasn't played in years. Just raining down booze. Just everybody just collectively trying to get a little piece of our childhood back.
So when you're out there, obviously you have some work to do, but as you're going to some of these games, who are you going to check out when you're there? I mean, are they all Mets, whoever you're going to see, they play the Mets, or is it other teams that you're going to check out too?
Yeah, no, we're in the clubhouse, but we were just in the Nats clubhouse. One of my other comedy buddies is interviewing one of their coaches, and I'm with another comic who's a Nats fan, so he's been trying to get to hang out with Bryce Harper, but we've actually been hanging out with Addison Reed, who was a former Diamondbacks guy, and he's been coming out to the show, so he's been introducing us to some of the players. It's been awesome.
That's pretty cool when you have that kind of a little liaison into things, so you guys get a little bit more access than most people do, which is great, man. But
It's pretty sweet. We're seeing the Pirates. I think we're going to see Pirates win on Sunday. We're trying to go to Mets games, but we're touring all over Florida, so we'll just see whoever is in our neighborhood, our neck of the woods over here.
All right, man, enough with this baseball stuff. So I know you're a big NBA basketball guy. You're just a basketball guy in general. Did you happen to catch a little bit of Kansas, Villanova, or Oregon and Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were watching some of that at the bar, you know, right before the game. I mean, Buddy Hield, that guy's a future NBA star, I think.
I mean, he reminds me a lot of Steph Curry, to be honest with you. I think the similarities are there. He has mad range. The guy can score 30 points, and it doesn't even seem like he has the ball that much in his hands. He's not selfish. The way he scores, the way he moves, the things he does on a basketball floor are just, to be honest with you, they're unbelievable. They're incredible. There's almost no words for it, to be honest with you.
I think people have learned their lesson, too. It's like Steph Curry lit it up in the tourney, you know, and it's like there was this thing a couple of years ago where it was like, you know, we don't trust these guys who are performing extremely well in college, lighting it up. You know, we'd rather go with some, you know, some prospect who has, you know, just completely raw. I think it's kind of, you know, spun around a little bit where they're like, no, you know, there are some good indicators when you see a guy who can absolutely light it up, you know, now that it's just 3-point shooter's league, too.
Well, and I think that's a good point because there's so much talk about Ben Simmons, the kid from LSU, who none of us got to see play in the tournament because his team didn't make it to the tournament. And we're seeing a lot of Buddy Hield because his team did make it. He's a four-year guy, which you don't see very often anymore in college, which is also something you're talking about, the one and dones. Guys just want to go to the next level. This is a kid who's done it the right way. He's stuck around for 4 years. And the difference to me is obvious. He's more mature, he's ready for the moment, and nothing scares this guy. So Buddy Hield, to me, I've been saying it all year. I've been on the Buddy train all year. He's the best player in all of college basketball, and he should be the number one pick. I don't necessarily
know. You know he won't be, though.
No, I was going to say, I don't think he will be, but truth be told, he is the most ready individual right now to go to the next level.
Yeah, and I think that he's going to end up going higher than Steph because Steph had all those red flags coming out of Davidson. You know, granted, Davidson, Oklahoma, that's not on the same plane there at all. But I think that definitely what we've seen from Curry in the NBA kind of paves the path for Buddy Hield to bring his game and not have to adjust and just play his style of ball. And let's see if they can stop him.
Yeah, no, I think – did you guys see that article too recently? I thought that was great about how Nike suddenly crapped the bed on Steph Curry, missing out on him.
Yes, I did actually see that, where he went for Under Armour instead, correct?
Yeah, that was amazing. They did a PowerPoint presentation, and they accidentally left Kevin Durant's name on PowerPoint slide.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is Buddy Hield is the man. His team's in the Final Four. I hope they win it.
I like Villanova. Look, I've always been a big East fan. So I like Villanova, too. I went to school in Philly. I like Jay Wright. But I think it's kind of hilarious that he's been throwing – have you guys heard about – he's been throwing Final Four parties that are, like, epic for the past 10 years. And then
really?
This year he was like – yeah, he was like, sorry, guys, I actually think we're going to do well this year. I'm not going to throw a Final Four party.
That's pretty funny. Well, and what the difference is this year, if you ask me, is a lot of years they go in as that number one seed and they have a lot of pressure. This year they were two seed. A little bit of the pressure was off of them. I really think Jay Wright way out-coached Bill Self in that game against Kansas. They had very, very little success getting Perry Ellis the ball, and we all know that Perry Ellis was a big part of what they did. Villanova did what they had to do to get to the next level or the next round, if you will, and they deserve to be where they're at. I give a lot of credit to them and Jay Wright. He outcoached Bill Self.
Totally. I mean, Bill Self is 2-8 now, I think. I just saw it, the Elite Eight.
Not good.
Not too good at all. Not too impressive.
Hey, Matt, we've seen a lot of shift in the conferences, especially in college basketball over the last couple of years. The 80s Big East, it's just not the 2016 Big East. What do you think of the new carnation of the Big East Basketball Conference?
I absolutely hate it. I don't see how you grow up in the Northeast and give a crap about college basketball. It's much harder.
Absolutely. You see that 30 for 30, the Requiem for a bit in the Big East. You talk about playing in professional cities and NBA arenas, and now we've got a bunch of Catholic schools from the Midwest and the Eastern Seaboard. I couldn't agree with you more.
It makes it almost impossible for a kid to – look, the Northeast isn't the biggest college sports area to begin with because we never had, you know, a ton of the best teams. But, you know, in the 80s when we had that great run, you know, it really made people into college basketball fans. And then everybody was like, what? ACC, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's you know what, they just change things around so much that it almost helps you lose interest in what they're doing, to be honest with you. But one thing I'm not losing interest in is the Golden State Warriors and that gaudy record of 65-7. They're going to break this record. I think we all want them to break this record, but how do you feel about the Golden State Warriors? I know you're a big NBA guy. San Antonio is a great team, too, and they're, like, not even getting talked about because of this unbelievable season from the Golden State Warriors.
Look, I think the Golden State Warriors are still the odds-on favorite to win it because they just haven't shown any flaws this year, and usually that's a pretty good indicator. I mean, you see these all-time teams, when they roll through, they usually win the championship. Although I will say, I placed a very odd bet on the Oklahoma Thunder at 11-1 in Vegas last week.
That, you know what, they have an outside chance, but for some weird reason, I don't like them winning at all. I know they've won 7 in a row. They're playing great basketball, which is great. I like Scotty Brooks, I'll be honest with you, and I don't think Donovan has these guys playing the defense that they need to play. I don't know if they have the right formula to make it. I really don't.
Oh, I didn't mention that I'm a terrible gambler. So, yeah, it's a terrible bet. I mean, look, I think Golden State's going to win, but there was no good bet to be had on a one to two, bet on Golden State to win the championship.
No,
hey, we didn't mention I'm a Cleveland native, so I'll be thrilled to see Oklahoma City come out of the West. I think that's actually a team that my really good but really dysfunctional Cavaliers can take on.
Oh, so you're just taking it for granted that the Cavs are going to make fun.
Hey, it's tough to look at the rest of the East and believe in anything else.
That is true.
You don't see Toronto as a real threat. I don't know. I see Toronto as a bit of a threat. I see Miami as kind of having their number. But, yeah, things would have to go very poorly for the Cavs to not make the finals.
Well, you know, I mean, there was Orlando in 2009, which had Dwight Howard, a bunch of roided-up jump shooters. So anything could happen in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
My prediction is Golden State sweeps Cleveland.
I think that's fair. I think that's really fair. I mean, I did break my heart, of course, but I think that's a really fair assessment given what we've seen from a team that's made a coaching change despite being in first place.
Cleveland is like that guy that you're friends with and you don't want to tell him that his girlfriend's like a complete mess and you just never hang out with him until he breaks up with us.
You know, I hear that a lot, actually.
Hey, we're up against a break here, Matt, so tell people how they can check you out.
Yeah, go to MattRitterComedy.com or on Twitter, MattRitter1. If there's anybody who's listening who's in Florida, we're going to be at Bombshell tonight in Orlando, and tomorrow we're at World of Beer in Sarasota. But otherwise, just come check me out on my website or hit me up on Twitter. And thank you guys so much for having me on. Love talking sports anytime.
Hey, we're going to have to do this more often, to be honest with you, Matt. And I'm going to follow you at MattRitter1, you said. So
yep.
You're going to have another follower there. So follow me back as well. And I'm already following you at Comedians at Law. So check them out there as well, people. Hey, really appreciate it, Matt. Great seeing you this Wednesday. And I look forward to talking to you in the future, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Matt Ritter in Florida at the Mets facility right now. Jeff Rich and I, we're just in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, man, doing our thing. But we'll be right back to wrap up this hour. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 6/10 of a second remaining.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
When they cut to him, the shot of his jersey being burned, I mean, that was a killer. Like Michael Jackson sang, it cuts like a knife.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you could tell that hurt. And then the owner went off. And I would just like to say, I don't like this guy, what Dan Gilbert did. This is free agency. The days of the owners just dictating to the players what they can do is over. I mean, William Rowland had a book called The $40 Million Slave. Those days are over. LeBron's a free agent, and he chose to leave.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and obviously that was Spike Lee talking about LeBron James and whatnot. Interesting there, to be honest with you. I see a scenario where LeBron leaves, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Do you want me to disagree with you? Because I'm having a real hard time doing it. I think it's likely that he stays in Cleveland. I don't think he wants to go through the pains of change again. But
all the nonsense with Chris Paul and D Wade and Carmelo Anthony? We're hearing all about that now.
LeBron said it himself. It's a pipe dream. You know, it's not very likely to happen. And I don't see how Melo being on a LeBron team helps at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be terrible. It's one thing to be buddies with a guy, okay? I get that. And I'll tell you what, though, CP3, that'd be pretty awesome to play with him, man.
Would you trade Kyrie Irving straight up for CP3, even though he's 7 years older, if you're the Cavaliers right now?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Are you kidding me? CP3 looks like he could play forever. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're up against it. Hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.